comedian from the start of her Hollywood career to now through her monster hit show, I Love Lucy. Even today, her legend endures.
Lucille Ball was born August 6, 1911.
From a young age, Lucille was destined for the spotlight.
She had an extraordinary love of show business and performing, and that was true from her earliest days. I think her first performance was probably in kindergarten, and I spoke with one of the women who was in that first performance with her. And apparently, this lady was supposed to be the first angel out on the stage, and she said, Lucille kicked me in the back and said, "Get going!" Lucille Ball went to Hollywood as a Goldwyn girl. She was the 13th girl chosen in New York, and 12 were needed. But fortunately, somebody's mother said, "No daughter of mine is going to godless Hollywood." She stayed home, and Lucille Ball got on the train and went out to Hollywood.
During Lucille's early Hollywood days, she struggled to break through.
The second or third day she was there, she was telling a story to a girlfriend, and this rather large Texas man came up to her and said, "Young woman, if you play your cards right, you can be the greatest comedian in America." He had worked with Buster Keaton, and he knew here was this girl just throwing out the gestures and the facial expressions and acting out this story in a way that any of the stars of The Silence had worked so hard to develop. She was a natural.
Lucille was offered a contract with Columbia Pictures. As she learned the ropes there, she developed her trademark physical comedy.
To see those films today, like Miss Grant Takes Richmond, you see the birth of Lucy Ricardo. Very physical, very funny. She would just do anything. So from that first chance meeting, that was the start of her development as a physical comedian.
On October 15th, 1951, Lucille Ball premiered in the show that changed America forever.
The show I Love Lucy was years in the making. It began to be made when she made films at Columbia Pictures, where she did all the physical slapstick that Buster Keaton, her great mentor, loved. It was for radio when she appeared before a live audience, and she learned how important a live audience was.
A live audience kept the comedy fresh, and she considered that element a must.
Lucille Ball had various demands when she decided that she would allow herself to do this television show. The first was she wanted to shoot before a live audience because that's what really made her come alive.
But that wasn't the only imperative for her new show.
She wanted Carl Freund, a brilliant cinematographer who had shot her at MGM, to do the lighting and to take care of her. He knew how to shoot her properly. And she wanted it done in Los Angeles. She did not want to live in New York City.
When the television camera went on, Lucille Ball came to life.
The show was rooted in vaudeville, which was even then a lost art. As a child, she had wanted to go into vaudeville, and by the time she got to New York in the late 20s, vaudeville was dead, but she still kept trying to find it as best she could. The comedy of the show was, first of all, it was clean. I mean, unlike today, there were very few incidents that were even slightly off color. I mean, Lucy and Desi, who were married in real life, and the characters were married on the show, could not sleep in the same bed. And while we might laugh at that, in a way it's refreshing.
"I don't know how to tell a joke," Lucille Ball once said of her comedy. "I can tell stories that happened to me, anecdotes, but never a joke." And she stayed true to that, incorporating personal stories with the physical comedy that was her signature.
Her physical comedy, her expressions, as well as what she was able to do with her body, what she was able to do with her face, was extraordinary and really has not been duplicated.
I Love Lucy ran for 6 seasons, totaling 180 episodes. From the candy wrapping episode to Stomping the Grapes, everyone has a favorite.
When it went on the air in 1951, I Love Lucy became the number one show within 6 months. It says something about the show's hold on the country, that on the occasion of Little Ricky's birth, more people turned on I Love Lucy than watched the inauguration of Dwight Eisenhower.
While the audience loved the humor they saw on the screen, they were also able to witness a true on-screen love story between the two main characters. Lucille Ball and her co-star Desi Arnaz were married in 1940, 11 years before I Love Lucy premiered.
I'm down here, the home of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, a cottage they called it.
As they were bringing all their successful radio shows to television, Lucy said she would do it only with Desi.
But it wouldn't always be easy.
Her relationship with Desi was tempestuous. I think they loved-hated each other, mostly love at the base. They happened to each be engaged to other people at the time. A wonderful actor named Eddie Bracken had a party. And everybody at this party, which Lucy and Desi attended, knew there was attraction. Lucille Ball would say things like, "Oh, hello, Dizzy, come sit down by me." I mean, she wouldn't even get his name right, possibly deliberately. So they broke up with their respective fiancés and a romance began. Eventually, they decided in New York that they were going to get married. Desi was appearing in a Broadway show and Lucy was in New York to publicize a picture of hers. So they raced off to Connecticut to get married before his show. And so when Lucy and Desi appeared, the audience was so excited. They were screaming and yelling and cheering. And it was sort of a foretaste of what was to come. But Desi did not make it in pictures, partly because of his accent. So he went on the road with his band. They were never together. Lucille Ball had a pretty good idea of what was going on the road with other women, and they got a divorce. But before the divorce could become finalized, they reconciled. And, you know, they always loved each other, but it was difficult.
Despite Lucille and Desi's turmoil, the famous couple had 2 children who also appeared in the spotlight.
She had 2 children, Lucy Arnaz and Desi Arnaz Jr. The way Lucy found to really be involved with her children's lives was to have them play her children on her shows. So they were all in show business together, and the loves of her life were combined.
Through it all, the Arnaz clan was one of the most well-known families in Hollywood, all because of television. On the screen and off, their life was authentic.
I met Lucille Ball when I interviewed her for a magazine article. I went to her home in Beverly Hills. Lucille Ball had a technique with everybody she met, which was to try to break them down and terrorize them. And then she established who was in charge and everything was fine. And she did this with me. And what happened is I said to her, "People say you're tough. Why is that?" Well, Lucille Ball stood up and said, "Who says I'm tough? I want their names."
Acting was Lucille's outlet and her true passion. And as a result, her acting career often consumed the majority of her time.
There are things I think that people don't know about Lucille Ball. One, how much being an actress meant to her. She didn't talk about that a lot, but she really did feel that was her calling. And when I interviewed her, she said she was someone who had learned how to express in a comedic way. So it wasn't being a performer, it wasn't being any kind of comedian, it was being an actress that meant the most to her. Lucille Ball had an image of what normalcy was like, which was summer picnics, and meals on the table every night, which was, of course, not exactly what she was able to do when she was filming. She wasn't able to do that all the time, even though the filming of the I Love Lucy show was pretty benign, 5 days a week. It was down to a formula. It wasn't an all-night thing. And Desi was often away because he was running the studio and he had other things to do.
Nothing but the best for Mr. Ricardo.
Thank you. Lucy, you're so good to me.
You see how easy it is to keep a man happy?
She did struggle to have a normal life, but what meant the most to her really was her work. She was a workaholic, a term she claimed proudly. And the two were in constant struggle, and work usually won.
I think every gal should get her husband down to their dealers during Westinghouse Opportunity Days. And say, speaking of husbands.
Look, Mommy, now who's going to tell the people about next week's show?
Don't worry, honey, I'll figure something out. You can be sure.
But her work ethic led to her tremendous success and popularity. Although she thrived as Lucy Ricardo, Lucille also dove into various Hollywood dramas that marked a departure from her typical comedic character.
Lucille Ball was something of a prisoner of the Lucy Ricardo character. That's all the public really wanted to see. And that was less and less possible as she grew older. She did do a dramatic TV film called Stone Pillow. She was excellent, but that's not what the public wanted. They did not want Lucy Ricardo homeless.
But because of that successful role as Lucy Ricardo, Lucille was largely typecast as that character, something that caused her great frustration as an actress.
So she did the last show, and it was not a success with the audience at home at all. So that was very, very frustrating to her. A wonderful mercy was shown to her because she and Bob Hope did the Oscars together, and they got such a rousing cheer. Lucy was practically in tears, and she knew that people still loved her, which she had come to doubt. She had heart problems, and finally that got the best of her, and she died, to the amazement of everyone who thought that Lucille Ball must be immortal.
Lucille passed away when she was 77 years old. But her memory endures on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood, where she made a name for herself, and of course in upstate New York, Celeron and Jamestown, where the Lucille Ball statue stands proudly and her museum still attracts visitors every day. Lucille embodied both humor and strength as an icon to the nation. She remains popular and relevant in American culture today. The spirit of Lucille Ball lives on forever.
We love Lucille Ball. If icon means representative of the country and instantly recognizable and meaningful, that is exactly what she is. She's an icon. And this show goes on and on and on, obviously. Now they're colorizing it, and it's being introduced in a new way to a new audience, which seems to love it too.
Knowing someone is an icon is one thing. Learning about the journey that makes that someone a Fox Nation American icon is another.